Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current online. Stand up for. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. 822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings. Gary Wellings.
And good Saturday afternoon. Thank you for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. Beautiful, wonderful sunny day outside. Joining me in studio, Brandon Drake.
Good Saturday afternoon to you.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Got a little graduation party to do and some other stuff. But let's take care of some business before we get wrapped up. Today's sponsor is Discount Tire. Now, Discount Tire has some great coupons in the Current, the May issue of the Current, and the June issue of the Current will be out next week. But you can get $100 back on a four select Kumho tires. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing these right. Kumho tires.
You number one.
You can get $80 off when you buy a select set of Goodyear, Dunlop, or Hankook tires. I don't think that I'm pronouncing that properly, but that's the way I am going to pronounce
letting
it.
Letting it all go.
Yeah, you can call the Brighton. Now, that's where I get my tires, the Brighton Discount Tire, and they talked me into the road warranty or road insurance this winter, and I'm glad they did, because when I got potholed on two tires, took it in, and for $16 each, they replaced my $130 tires. Nice. So, very nice of them to do that for us. Discount Tire. 810-225-2798. So give the guys a call if you need new tires, or just get a balance or whatever. Okay, there we go. You're laughing. You just had, have you pent it all up over the last two, 3 weeks now?
It's all built up.
All right, we got a ton of stuff to cover. Well, you know what? Since you're laughing, I know you're going to like this one. Right now in Brighton, there is the foul language rally going on. You're aware of that, right?
No.
You didn't go to the
Tell me more.
You didn't go to the Daily Drift this morning. You should have gone.
I didn't go daily, but I went weekly.
Parents are being advised to avoid the Brighton Mill Pond area today between 12 and 3. So we're right smack dab in the middle of it. Saturday afternoon, the police say they will be prepared. Now, this all started because a young man and his friends were skateboarding where they weren't supposed to be, and somebody got a ticket for it. And one of the other young gentlemen said, this is the F-word bullpucky, right? And he got a ticket, like a $200 ticket, for using foul language. They called it disturbing the peace or something. There was no children around at the time, but the cops went and did it, and I guess they're enforcing it. Well, Libertarian candidate for, is it Congress? Yes, Congress. James Weeks, is putting on this big rally for freedom of speech. Now, how do you feel? I mean, I'm all up for freedom of speech, and this is where I sometimes, I'm a libertarian at heart, but I don't know that swearing in public is the greatest thing. I know I'm guilty sometimes because I have that tendency to hit my foot on something or stub my toe, and the first word out of my mouth is, you know.
Well, I think part of it is intent. You know, so if you were walking around swearing at everything and words at people on kind of a just routine basis,
yeah,
you know, freedom of speech and all that, I'm not for that type of behavior. So if you stub your toe and accidentally let out a whatever, that's one thing. But if some punk is, you know, being served a ticket because they broke the law and then starts swearing like that, well,
yeah,
that's yeah, something to
you
be.
Know, I want to believe in the freedom of speech, but I'm not sure that swearing to the point where it's offensive to you. Because you know what? In the end, you are free to do what you want until it adversely affects the person next to you, whether you're hitting them or verbally assaulting them with some foul language. I mean, learn to swear in a foreign language, I guess, and you can swear all you want. Nobody's going to know what it means. Maybe we should all learn Klingon.
You know what that's going to do? It's going to provoke a call from Dan Martin, who will no, who will swear at us in Klingon because he knows how to.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Yeah, he's an expert in Klingon.
I should have run this past him before we left. But, you know, there you go. If you want to talk sailor talk, learn it in a different language, and people won't know that you're being foul and abusive, I guess. It's one way of getting around it. There's always a common... See, that's what I like about this show. A little common sense goes a long way. Learn to swear in a foreign language, and you can do it wherever you want to.
How about in Pig Latin? Now, they would probably decipher that, wouldn't
I think
they?
A lot of people know Pig Latin. They figure it out.
They would figure it out.
They would figure it out. Sergeant Robert Bradford said the Brighton Police Department is most concerned about the gathering being peaceful. He said officers aren't sure what to expect in terms of size, but are prepared if things get out of hand. So I think, you know, this went a little awry, giving the ticket, and it got some national coverage, you know.
You know who this event would really kill if she showed up? The church lady.
Isn't that special?
It would just kill her.
The potty mouth rally up in the right. Anyways, I did send a Facebook message to James Weeks, who's running for Congress as the Libertarian, and he didn't respond, but he probably has been too busy to do that.
He's too busy swearing.
That could be. Could be.
Or rehearsing.
Yeah. So anyways, I thought that was funny. If anyone's up in Brighton area and knows what's going on, feel free to call into the show. And we do have Derek on the hot, what do we call the button? I'm getting bad. Yeah, you see, I'm not the only one. You don't remember either. The dump button. Thank
dump
you,
dump button. Okay, yeah. Okay. I wasn't sure where we were going with that.
All right. So anyways, if someone has that,
the poop button. The Oupe.
Ooh, pay button. Okay, right. Call in 734-822-1600 before I start laughing any farther. We're going to have to take a break just so I can get myself together here. Another.
See, you missed me, didn't you?
I've not. Well, I laugh this way at work sometimes, but this is what makes the show fun for me. I don't want to have too much fun, though.
Oh, no. Not too much fun.
Don't want to have too much fun. That's a big no-no. Okay, so another local story. Let's get these out of the way before we move on to the real interesting stuff. A local school district, Plymouth Canton Community Schools, have a new teacher contract that contains illegal forced unionization clause. And we're going to take that break, and then we will come back and we will discuss that. So we will see you on the other side.
To succeed in today's business environment, your business needs to be seen by as many customers as possible. The Current newspaper serves Washtenaw, Oakland, and Livingston counties. Advertising in The Current is the best way to get your money's worth out of your print media budget. The Current has grown 600% since 2007 because The Current has a unique venue for local content, common sense, and your business message. Getting your business message into thousands of homes utilizing The Current newspaper for mere pennies a piece is the best way to do that. And your ad is also seen online for free. Call Gary Wellings, chief editor of The Current, at 734-629-6010. That's 734-629-6010. Or go to currentonline.com. That's CourantOnline.com. Grow your business in print and online with The Current newspaper.
The words veteran and homeless should never go together.
Michelle Garcia served in Iraq. Richard Stokely took the skills he learned in Vietnam and put them to use as a paramedic. But after they left the service, these veterans had problems with homelessness.
Homelessness is the worst thing for anybody to be involved.
If you are a veteran in need, or you know a veteran who is homeless or at risk of being homeless, call 877-424-3838. Or visit va.gov/homeless.
Check out my new time machine.
Does it work?
Hit the button.
Hey, it's Napoleon.
Oui. Check out the future.
Hey, you have a nice house. Why don't I?
You didn't save any money, buddy.
If only there was a way I could go back in time and fix that.
Yeah.
Save something for the future. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Let's face it, your website needs to not only look amazing, but work great too. At Waypoint Arts, we design and develop each project from the ground up, built around your business. If you're looking for a web design that'll deliver that wow effect to your guests, then let us get started on your website today. Need a design for a poster or flyer? No problem. Visit us online at waypointarts.com or drop us a line at 855-WAY-ARTS. Waypoint Arts, web design around you.
Kids, stay around, inviting you to hang with me on the Bone Conduction Music Show. Not only do we have the wig-singing rock, hip-shaking soul music, and the industrial-strength rhythm and blues, but we have over $7 billion in cash prizes. Coming your way right here, it's the Bone Conduction Music Show.
Join Theron for the rockinest show on the radio. It's the Bone Conduction Music Show. Every Sunday night at 7 p.m., right here on Wham! Talk 1600.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old
Welcome back, Cotter.
I love that song.
Wasn't his real name Gabe Cotter?
Gabe Kaplan.
Kaplan.
And I have some trivia information if you're interested about him real quick.
Hold on. Is it Horshack or John Travolta?
No, I'm talking about Gabe Kaplan.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. He was the co-creator of Welcome Back, Cotter, which in retrospect is kind of a crappy show.
I loved it.
Yeah, well, if you watch it now, you may not be so impressed with it. It's kind of stupid. Very stupid. But Gabe Kaplan went on to become a professional poker player and has earned, over the last several years, over $2 million in winnings and was a top nationally ranked or maybe even world-class poker player.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, now that is interesting trivia, dude. I've always wondered what happened to Gabe Kaplan.
I'll tell you, when I that show is in reruns now on MeTV. In fact, it was on last night, 9:30. And then Saturday Night Fever was on the
right
movie
after.
Channel.
Yeah.
So I watched part of that. But anyway, back to Welcome Back, Cotter. When they start off the show and he's talking to his wife, Julie, and he tells some stupid joke about a relative or some classmate, they are the worst jokes, par none. Just the worst. And she always laughs, and then the soundtrack or the laugh track comes on, and then the theme song that you just played as bumper music comes on. But his jokes are so bad, it's almost offensive. I mean, they're not offensive in the sense that they're
have to go back
dirty.
And watch.
They're just so irritatingly stupid. It makes me want to scream.
I love a stupid joke.
Yeah, but it's not even remotely funny.
Huh? A horse walks into the bar. The bartender looks at the horse and says, "Why the long face?"
Now, that's 1,000 times more funny than Gabe Kaplan's
That's my go-to joke. Well, it's not my go-to
joke.
The one I do is politically incorrect. That's my go-to.
We can do a whole show about sitcoms. It would be great. I would really be into it.
I'm going to have to go back and watch now because I didn't think that show was bad. I always enjoyed it, but that it was a 70s.
Yeah, but that was like 30 years ago when you watched it.
Yeah, when I was a 70s kid, I guess.
And Horshack's dead. And
Ron Polillo.
Yeah, he's dead. And he was gay, you know. He lived with his life partner for 30 or 40 years.
Are you judging him?
I'm not judging, nor am I marginalizing. There's nothing wrong with
or
that.
Or demonizing.
Yeah. And then the other guy, Epstein, you know, the one that always had the letters. You say, always signed off Epstein's mother.
Yes.
He died of a heart attack.
Just like the curse.
Just a few years ago.
It's like the curse.
Yeah.
That's the price. Gabe Kaplan cut a deal with Beelzebub to be a good poker player, and he gave up the souls of his castmates.
No, he cut a deal with Mr. Woodman, the vice principal, who hated the Sweat Hogs.
Oh, my God. Where did we go with that one? Okay, let's get back to Plymouth Canton, because hopefully there's some women listeners in the Plymouth Canton area. My son goes to Plymouth Canton schools. I'm not all that impressed with the district. He's got a good teacher this year. But I'm not real impressed with the school system. I'm worried it's one of those systems that's a little too big. You know, I don't want my kid going to be a big, small fish in a big pond. You know what I mean? I don't think you get the chance to do what you want to do. So despite signing a contract nearly 6 months after the state of Michigan's right-to-work law became effective, the Plymouth-Canton Community School has language in its teacher union contract that says teachers have to be fired if they don't join the union.
Hmm.
Yeah, how do they get away with that?
That sounds like a blatant violation of the law.
It sounds like something for Bill Schuette, Attorney General, to be bringing up. to Plymouth Canton School District and saying, fix it or else.
Is Mary Sue Coleman the superintendent now?
You would think.
One would think.
Michigan's right to work law became effective March 28th, 2013. Any contract signed after that date cannot require that employees pay dues or fees or belong to a union as a condition of employment. Enough said. It was all cut and dry, right? The Plymouth Union contract was signed September 12th in 2013, so 6 months later.
Hey, I just thought of something. Would Terry Bowman be the state rep for Plymouth Canton, that area? I mean, would that include his district? Because he's a right-to-work person.
I don't know.
And he's running for Congress.
I don't know where that line is drawn between. I know Livonia is, and that's Wayne County. I don't know where that line, after the redistricting, you know. I know right now, I think they changed my state senator, not our congressional people, but our state rep change and our state senator change where I live, which is kind of a pain in the butt, but what are you going to do? So Patrick Wright, Vice President of Legal Affairs at the Mackinac Center, and if you don't know what the Mackinac Center is, go to thedailydrift.com and click on the links for Michigan CapCon. These guys do great work, and you can get all their stories laid out every day out of Lansing, and you can get the links right at thedailydrift.com. Quick plug. I'm getting good at that, aren't I?
They are good people. Yeah. Good plug, good people.
Patrick Wright, Vice President of Legal Affairs, said the Plymouth Canton Union contract is a violation of state law, and according to the documents the district provided online. When you rewrite the contract and it takes effect after right to work kicks in, Wright said. School Board President Judy Mardigan and School Board Treasurer Mark Horvath did not respond to a request for comment. Well, go figure. They're breaking the law, clearly, and don't want to even talk about it. I'm going to make a call next week, and I would encourage any listeners who have kids in Plymouth Canton School, you know, if you got nothing else to do, make a quick call and just ask about it. Set the fire under their butts and say, you know what, it's not right, especially if you're a conservative, because that's what drives up school costs, is part of that union stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
it would be really cool if a teacher listening right now would call in and tell us
what
they've experienced there. You know, I know there's at least one listening.
At least two of my son's teachers over the last 5 years now have been closet conservatives, you know, because I always go in and I kind of dither around the Common Core and all that kind of stuff, and I'm sure my comments are easily seen to be conservative, and they've both confided that, yes, but we kind of keep it under how is that even possible in this day and age that at work, no matter where you work in this country, that you have to hide your political likes and dislikes?
Hey, a couple of weeks ago or so, I was answering the phones for Theron during the week, and an Ann Arbor public school teacher called in, and it showed up right on the caller ID, and he even mentioned that. He said, you know, I'm legit. You can see where I'm calling from. And he didn't want to go on the air because he was afraid of the persecution that he would suffer and maybe lose his job or what have you, almost like a Gestapo-type environment. But he said that everything Theron was saying on the air was happening at his place, from Common Core to everything you're talking about.
Yeah. Why wasn't our legislators handle this? There ought to be. If we can protect the rights of minorities and people of color and people of sexual persuasion and everything else, which I guess we have and haven't in this state, why can't we protect? Should that not be a protected class, your political beliefs? I should be able to speak. I should not be. I don't know. If I were a raving liberal, would I even be on the station? I don't know. You know, I'm going to become a communist. Let's see how quickly Linda comes down the hallway.
Well, if you want to be on during the week late at night, you can be.
Oh, that's when you need that drum thing. There you go. It's unbelievable that teachers would face that kind of pressure. I would think right now, if I were a teacher, I would not be well-liked because I would be standing up and shouting from the rooftop, I'm not paying my bill. I'm not paying my dues. If you don't like it, sue me. And I'll contact the radio station and the TV. You know, people can always contact us.
One of the things I dreamed about doing is if I had made a ton of money and I could just be a professional student and take couple classes just for fun. I would enroll at the University of Michigan, you know, and one of them would be definitely a history class, and maybe another would be whatever. And I would sit there with a big Starbucks coffee, and every time the teacher started going down that path of the whole blame America first, his communist socialist leanings and interpretations, my hand would be up and I would be saying, what about this? You're totally skewing it, blah, blah, blah. I would just, that would be my fun during the day, just to go there and not harass the professor, but counter them, because a lot of the kids aren't going to know any better to be able to counter, or they're afraid because they're looking at their grade.
Right. Oh, I'm the douchebag. I get it.
Maybe we should go back to Western and re-enroll, dude.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Think we can get our dorm rooms back in Valley 2 and 3?
We would be the world's oldest freshmen, like Rodney Dangerfield.
It'd be awesome. We'll rent
back
out
to school.
4 dorm rooms, please.
Well, we would. Our lives back at Western, if we went now, would be a combination of the movies Back to School and Old School.
Yes. Yes. We'll start our own fraternity.
Yes. We'd be the most popular on campus.
We would.
You know why? Because we'd be able to buy legally.
Oh, I knew it had to be coming.
All right, I got to curb it in. We're getting too jokey here.
Okay, so let's move on then to the big news this week. Shinseki resigned, right? At the last minute, was it Thursday or Friday? Thursday night, I think. Thursday afternoon. I woke up Friday morning and I'd missed it. It was done deal.
And then, first Japanese-American 4-star general.
Yeah, and I'm sure he did a great job. I don't.
Wounded twice in Vietnam, lost most of his foot, and was told you'll never serve again. He refused to have his foot amputated, came back, and went on to become a 4-star general.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel kind of bad because I got to imagine it's tough going in, even as the secretary, to find the support you need to make those changes. No, but what we didn't hear, and I think this is his mistake, if he was finding it difficult to make the culture change in the Veterans Administration and in Veteran Affairs, why didn't he come to the media? That's our job in the media. You know, if you're not getting things done at the government level because people won't listen to you, because you're not getting enough support from Barack Obama, your boss, I would be out in the media saying, I've got a huge problem in Arizona. These guys are doing this, 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 and this. I want help from Congress. I want to open an investigation. Let's get it on the news and just call them out right in the media. Why hide it if you can't get the job done because of the culture? And I imagine, just like the school system we just talked about, you are so entrenched with those values and that way that they work, you need some extra help. Why not come to the media? Why aren't more of these secretaries or even their underlings coming out and saying, I need help. I need the media to point this out and make a big stink about it. That's our job.
Right. No, and I don't totally disagree with you, but I would think a person, especially like Shinseki, a 4-star general who has served in the military their whole life, for him to go do something like that outside of the president, who is his boss, his commander in chief, would be like almost a betrayal, or not a traitorous act, but it'd be a suicide mission in your career if you were to do something like that. You know, you'd maybe go and do some kind of a press conference, but by the end of the day, you wouldn't have your job anymore.
But he doesn't have it anyways.
No, that's true. That's true. But I'm saying that if he wanted to maintain his position and try to make changes, to do what you're suggesting in the media, it would be certainly the end.
Suicide. Well,
yeah,
and it ended up being that way. He ended up resigning. I'd like to know if he resigned on his own or if he was pressured to resign.
Oh, I'm sure it's
pressured.
Obama was so smug when he announced. I mean, this is my interpretation of it. When Obama announced his resignation, he almost made it sound like, okay, well, we fixed the problem. You know, his tone was such that, okay, he's resigned. Any other questions? All of a sudden, okay, everything's kind of smoothed over.
Yeah. Well, I hope the heat now falls on Obama. You know, his fall guy is gone.
Right.
The problem is still there. Let's see Obama take the heat. All right, we'll continue our discussion after the break. See you on the other side.
Are always on the go, driving to work, running errands. How do they keep informed? They listen to Wham! Talk 1600, just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham! For the latest issues discussed by hosts Bill Bennett, Glenn Beck, and Theronex. They stay tuned in for state and local news with Dan Martin, and they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 and advertise your business with Wham! Talk 1600.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lillian Wu. An American prisoner of war in Afghanistan is now free.
I've spoken to a senior U.S. defense official who tells me that Bo Bergdahl is in good shape. He is, according to this official, he has lost some weight. He is scared. He clearly is a little disoriented and weakened after years of being held in captivity by the Taliban.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin saying the release of Bergdahl, taken in 2009, comes at a price.
There are five Guantanamo prisoners who are being released, and they are, Taliban commanders who will likely be back out on the battlefield at some point.
The president says he's called Bergdahl's parents to, quote, express our joy that they can expect his safe return. The handover following indirect negotiations between the U.S. and the Taliban, with government of Qatar serving as a go-between. This is a Fox News alert.
It's time now for Wham! Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
Retake Our Gov is hosting Mr. Dave DeBall from the Michigan NRA. Mr. DeBall will discuss how to be an effective pro-gun rights activist. This discussion will include what works and what does not work, pending Michigan gun-related legislation. In addition, topics such as open carry, concealed carry, and the very important consideration of ongoing training after obtaining concealed pistol license, or CPL. Our Second Amendment rights continue to be under attack on multiple fronts. This presentation will provide timely information for all interested in preserving these precious rights. The meeting will take place during the regular monthly meeting of Retake Our Gov, Monday, June 9th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at the Shark Club, located at 1140 South Michigan Ave in Howell. Please note, this is a new meeting location. For more information, call 810-207-1867 or go to retakeourgov.com. The regular monthly meeting of the Washtenaw Wanderers Walking Club is Wednesday, June 18th at 7 p.m. at the REI Store Meeting Room, 970 West Eisenhower Parkway in Ann Arbor. Join them for fun, fitness, and friendship. For more information, visit facebook.com/Washtenaw Wanderers, or you can check out ava.org. Crafters are needed for Old St. Patrick's 38th Annual Labor Day Weekend Festival. It'll now include an arts and crafts show. If you are interested or know of someone who may be interested, go to the website stpatrickA2.org for more information.
You've been listening to the Wham! Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community@whamradio.com or write to Brandon Drake, COWAAM, 4230 Packard Road, Ann Arbor, 4810. Wham! Talk 1600. In touch with your community. You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. In studio, Brandon Drake.
Hello.
Derek, thank you for coming in and...
Sure thing.
Producing for us today.
Hey, who here is sick of hearing about Donald Sterling? Raise your hand.
Well, that's three of us.
Okay. I bet the listeners are all raising their hand too. But did you hear? He's going to sell the team to the former CEO, Steve Ballmer of Microsoft, for $2 billion.
Is he going to sell it, though?
Yes. It's a signed deal. The NBA has to rubber stamp it, but it'll be sold. $2 billion. And... he's suing the NBA, and this is probably just a toy. This is just fun for him, for $1 billion. And, of course, he'll never get $1 billion, but he might settle out of court for several million, at least the $2.5 million he was fined. It's a very interesting world.
Yeah. Yeah. You say something snarky and get paid for it.
Yeah. You know, and the thing, too,
that's a novel idea.
I mean, even Reverend Ewell said, okay, what he – and Theronis said, what he said was stupid, okay, and offensive to many. But he was on a private call. Where's the ACLU to defend him?
Yeah,
right? It's freedom of speech.
Then it was probably emotions. I, you know, they can say they did or did not have sex, this him and his mistress, whatever. Obviously, the man has...
Well, it's not about the sex part.
Well, you he's know, just it's, emotionally it's, involved with this woman, so he right. was mad and saying things that he probably might not normally say. Not,
right,
he
yeah, I see what say. You're saying, the motivation. Yeah.
Yes, and I'm not going to defend the man anyway
no,
because
no,
he's a filthy rich one percenter. I can't imagine
but,
trying
but
to
the
defend
thing is,
him.
You're forced to you know almost have your property confiscated because they were saying on other, you know...
Well, what's wrong with that, comrade?
They're saying he would have been better off if he had beaten his wife and got pulled over for drunk driving and having illegal drugs in his car. They wouldn't have taken his business from him. But if you say something that's politically incorrect, not illegal, you're fined $2.5 million and have your business confiscated. Now, it worked out for him in the sense that he's going to make several – well, not several. He's going to make over $1 billion in profit easily.
That's good money.
On this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. You know, it's a very – the way things turn out.
You know, it's one of those things. Mark Cuban said something about people in hoodies or some comment, but that didn't even get any play in the media. You know,
yeah. Well, got a
I don't think that was racist either, but still.
Yeah.
You know, if it's good for one, hey, it's good for the other. Hey, hold him responsible. At least give him some grief over it.
I can guarantee you if Magic Johnson is walking down a dark street in the middle of, you know, middle of the night or whatever, and there's a bunch of African-Americans in hoodies on one side of the street, and he's by himself, not with a security detail, he's going to cross over to the other side of the street too, like anybody would.
Anybody would.
Why wouldn't you? Unless you just want to, you know,
risk
having your life taken.
That's the same as Juan Williams saying he sometimes got the jitters when he saw Muslim people on an airplane, and he lost his job at, was he CNN or MSNBC? I can't remember. No, NPR. He was with NPR, and they canned him because he made that statement.
Oh, is that why he lost his job at NPR?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that was the statement.
He made a statement that he sometimes felt uncomfortable when he gets on an airplane and there were Muslim people on board.
Mm.
You know, after 9/11, of course.
Yeah.
How
he is so worshipped at Fox, I don't get, because he sounds like a blathering idiot to me most of the time.
He's the token liberal. Well, him and Bob Beckel. Let's not even go there.
Yeah.
Matt kind of covered in his show last hour the Jay Carney leaving. So we had two rats leave the sinking ship today.
Spend more time with the family.
Yeah,
I love that excuse.
You know what it is. He's just the smarminess level reached a point where it was untenable anymore, even for the Obama administration. They're like, we got to get fresh blood in here. This guy's drying up like a possum in the sun. You know what I mean? He stinks. And I, unfortunately, I think that's just part of the job.
You can only
spin the gunk for so long before people say, dude, I don't want to even look at Jay Carney anymore because he's so soiled.
Yeah, but plus he's probably got a book deal. And
I wonder if we'll ever see Mike Rowe interview Jay Carney for the world's dirtiest jobs. You know, I'm just saying. And this leads me to this. I wanted to cover this last week. Obama's crisis management is duck, deny, and get an outside fixer, right? Which is what they do. They deny everything, and finally they'll throw it on the secretary or whoever and get them. They finally leave. But it's duck and deny and then bring in some outside help, and we'll talk about it. Some of the reports that came out with this VA thing this last week, and I'm not going to go into it because it's a full show in itself, and I think we will. When we get some more information, the one report came out this week, and Ed Henry from Fox was berating Jay Carney over that. Well, when you got the report, well, we're going to get another report, and then we'll get another report. You know what? Just fire some people. Why don't we have the guts? It's like the Senate not okaying that the House passed a bill to make it easier to fire people in the VA. You know. AFSCME aside, and whatever unions they belong to, we're going to fire you if you're not doing your job. And the Democrats in the Senate said, not so fast. Really? How much longer are you going to make our veterans wait?
Yeah. And I've always heard that the service you get at the Veterans Administration for medical procedures is a long wait and poor quality in general.
Yes. I've heard the same for
As long
as I've had friends who have come out of the military, they have always said that to me.
When we were in high school,
Dearborn,
I heard this.
VA. I've heard some people say that VA here in Ann Arbor is better. I've got a couple of friends who have not had good experience with the VA in Ann Arbor. And so I don't know. Firsthand, I don't have that knowledge. But you know what? There shouldn't be one military member having a bad experience.
Right.
Not one. You know, that's just wrong. If not, you got paid nothing, you put your life on the line, you went through hardships, the least we can do is give these guys full medical benefits without question. You know, without
question. Absolutely.
So,
and for not only physical ailments, but mental ailments too.
Yes. Well, let's go to foreign affairs a little bit. We've got a wonderful track. I call this State Department comedy. We're going to go right down to track number two, Derek. We're going to skip that first one. And this is Jen Psaki, who is the State Department spokesman. And she kind of put her foot in the mouth today. And even the media kind of got in her face about a little bit. Let's listen to this.
I would argue the president doesn't give himself enough credit for what he's done around the world, and that's how the secretary feels too. We would not be engaged in comprehensive negotiations with Iran, which is where the program is stalled and is rolling back, if it were not for the role of the United States, along with the P5 plus one partner, certainly. Ukraine, we've been engaged more or as much as any other country in the world in supporting the elections process and supporting the government and supporting their efforts moving forward. Yes, there's more work that needs to be done. The point is we need to continue to stay at it.
But isn't this a potential mission accomplished situation?
Absolutely not.
You would argue the president doesn't give himself enough credit? How much credit would you give him?
Well, I think I would give him more than he has given himself.
Like
200% that's what I just said.
Credit?
So would the secretary.
For what? Yes, exactly.
I'm talking what specifically you're talking he doesn't get enough credit for. That's what I'm saying.
For engagement in issues like Iran, what we've done on Ukraine, efforts to dive in and engage around the world.
Russia has still annexed Crimea. I mean, Iran, there's ongoing negotiations, but is that the successor that you're talking?
We're talking about engagement in the world and taking on tough issues that present themselves, and the United States continues to play a prominent role doing that.
Everything they've touched is a flaming disaster.
I would give him 200% credit for all of that. Absolutely. Well, no. I'll give him 50%, and the other 50% I'll give to Hillary Clinton.
See, they engaged in Libya, and we're now pulling everybody out. Because,
Run away!
Because even
it's
they
like
realize...
It's like Monty Python, dude. Run away!
So let's see, yeah. You name it.
Yeah, isn't that the most entertaining audio? You just blows... If anyone is engaged enough to have watched the news... Everything she talked about is a complete failure. What does he want? A participation award? We're going to give Obama a participation award. You showed up, buddy. Nice job.
Another peace prize.
Yeah, you didn't do a thing. You failed at everything, and yet she thinks he deserves tons of credit. Well, he does. I'll agree with her.
Lots of credit.
For all the failures.
Libya, Egypt, Syria, Iran, North Korea.
Ukraine.
Russia, Ukraine, Crimea. What else? Venezuela?
Yeah. The ultimate in failures, resting with him and his pick of Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton. It rests on their two shoulders, nobody else's.
So this is the respect from abroad that we're experiencing that he campaigned on in 2008.
Yeah. This is amazing. You're stunned, dude. I haven't seen it. I thought you might have seen that or heard this audio before.
They're engaging. So, you know, that's the goal, just to engage.
Yeah. We have a phone open. We made a call.
Yeah.
I made a call.
We're gonna go talk. Fly around, talk some more, fly around.
We're gonna spend money, that's for sure. All right, Derek, we're gonna take a break, and when we come back we'll move on.
We'll be right back.
listeners, I'm Edwin Hoffman, host of Speaking of Art. Join me Saturdays at 3 p.m. We'll circumnavigate the world of art with lively interviews with renowned artists, collectors, dealers, museum directors and curators, writers, actors, musicians, and philanthropists. Close to home or far afield, we'll visit museums, galleries, and historic sites. We'll explore the lives of famous artists and their times, discuss current trends in art, architecture, design, and antiques collecting, as well as ways to grow and protect a collection. But the main component is you and what you can take from the show to enhance the creativity of your life. Speaking of Art is one of the great conversations in your week, lively and full of relevance. So nestle into an overstuffed chair and join our room full of connoisseurs every Saturday at 3 on Wham! Talk 1600. Speaking of art, it's about civilization, yours.
I don't believe it. My savings are gone.
Okay, think. Where'd you have them last?
I was home, then I spent them on that vacation and this tiny suit of armor. Now they're gone.
Weird. Weird? Not really. Not saving now means no money later. Put away a few bucks, feel like a million bucks. For free ideas on ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org.
Oh, I broke his little gauntlet.
Oh, no.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Chris, you're not acting like a grown-up in our relationship.
M2!
There's your comic book collection, the race car bed.
I'm young at heart, but I put money into my 401k every paycheck. I'm taking control over my financial life, and that feels pretty grown up to me.
Put away a few bucks, feel like a million bucks. For free ideas and easy ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org.
Are those footy pajamas?
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Captain Eric Lawrence was training Afghan soldiers when his truck was hit by an IED.
I sat home alone for months. I didn't want that anymore. I wanted to go back to work. PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
Paralyzed Veterans of America, changing lives, building futures. To learn more, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Hi, this is Dale Thronberry with Veterans Radio. Join us every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern on Wham! Talk 1600. Don't miss this exciting program just for veterans by veterans. We'll have important news of the day just for you. We'll also have interviews with experts on veterans benefits and other issues that are important to veterans. So whether you served in World War II or Iraqi freedom, this program is for you. Join us on Wham! Talk 1600. You can also hear Veterans Radio online at veteransradio.net. Don't miss it. Veterans Radio, that's an order.
No matter where you are across the globe, you can listen to Wham! Talk 1600. In Southeast Michigan, keep us locked on your AM radio. But everywhere else, there's whamradio.com. All you need is a smartphone or computer. Just go to waamradio.com and click on the Listen Live link. See the latest updates to whamradio.com and be sure to listen to all your favorite shows live. From Tampa to Traverse City, New Mexico to Maine, wherever you may be, Wham! Radio is there, online and streaming live. You're catching the drift. Gary Wellings and the Drift. Send the Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Call 734-822-1600 to join in the discussion.
And welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to Catch the Drift. I wanted to do a little, not going to go into this deep, but Hillary obviously is prepping for the election. So she's got a 34-page essay out to dispel whatever bad things people are saying about Benghazi on her. She's got a new book out, and she's making the rounds. Hard to believe that. Maybe I'm smarter than the average Joe. To me, it's all cover. She's trying to cover her butt.
Well, she's always been very good at that, and she's never been called out by the mass media. They always seem to give her a pass to a degree that is embarrassing.
Yeah.
To the media itself, if they would only wake up to what they actually do regarding her.
Right. Well, she's got Politico did a little story, and I've got these on the Daily Drift, www.thedailydrift.com. So go there, read up on some of these stories. If I don't hit it deep enough for you here, because we do run out of time fairly quickly, and there's a lot we want to cover. But Politico revealed 7 points, and I won't go into it because it's going to take too long at this point, but definitely go to thedailydrift.com or read that article from Politico and go there. I I'm tired of Hillary bashing, frankly.
Well,
how do I ever get tired of Hillary bashing?
How does she justify her ineptitude?
She can't. And yet she's spinning to her heart's content and hoping that, you know, if they get it out, I think that's why this is coming out now. She's trying to get this book out of the way and get it out of the way so she can say 12 months from now when they're in the thick of the election, we talked about all this. I covered all that 2 years ago. I've given my answer. Let's not go over that again. Oh, we will, Hillary, at least on this show. You know we'll be dragging up every – we're going to go back and get that Bosnian. That's what it runs through my head, too. Remember, you brought that audio in one time.
She's running from machine gun
fire. Running from machine guns. There was no gunfire going on.
She's on that tarmac accepting flowers from a little girl as the band played.
Yeah. Standard Weekly, I put Stephen Hayes' article in the Daily Drift this week, so you can get to the link and go see that, the Weekly Standard. Good article. And he shows quite explicitly how she is just spinning this and what's wrong with it. You know, terrible. I had to get my little bash in, but we'll hit her hard on another day. Another little bit of news this week. The economy actually shrunk. We experienced some shrinkage this
1%. I was in the pool, Jerry.
The water, it was cold. It's normal. Shrinkage. It was cold this winter. That's normal.
Jerry says, Elaine, do you know anything about shrinkage? She says, what do you mean, like laundry? No, you know, like you're in the pool. I don't know how you guys walk around with those things, she says.
Derek, we've got a track, I think. Let's play that real quick.
We're getting the breaking news out about GDP. First quarter GDP revised slightly lower than what was originally reported. Down 1% is where the first quarter growth. It shrank by about 1%. The prior number was a decline of 0.5%.
I'd take 1% shrinkage if that's all it was.
I could live with that as well.
Can you turn the temperature up, please? Yeah, what happened to the recovery? If we're shrinking, how is that a recovery?
Well, they were blaming it on the weather. They were saying that.
it is shrinkage.
Yes, shrinkage. They were saying it was too cold. People were not able to get out and do their usual buying. It was too cold, so it resulted in shrinkage.
I would think that would be offset by the increase in our heating bills and everything else, right? I mean, I would think that would be more than enough to offset.
One would think you would walk outside, it would shrink. You would come back in, back to normal.
Yes.
But it doesn't always work that way.
Sometimes. Not. So, just the recovery is not coming as far as I'm concerned. There have been some good points in the economy, but you know what? I think people are still nervous.
Yeah, the good points in the economy, $4 a gallon for gas.
$9 an hour minimum wage. Awesome.
Yeah. You know, I believe it was the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office that said that if the minimum wage hikes are granted that the federal government is looking for, that it would cost 500,000 jobs.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And in California, these fast food joints are already starting to, as soon as their lease is up, they're closing down. They said the minimum wage already out there is so high that it's just not worth it.
Yeah. I've got a brother who owns some Wendy's restaurants, and we should probably get him in here and get his, or at least have him call in. He's probably too busy to come sit with us and yuck it up for an hour. But
That'd be interesting.
It's going to cost jobs.
Sure.
Or
it
worse.
It always does.
Yeah, worse, they're going to start automating more and more stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You're going to walk in, put your money in the thing, and your burger will come out. You put touch screen.
The clown will talk to you.
Yeah. Frankly, I want a touch screen. You may not be able to get the side of onions or whatever. You know what I mean? But yeah, the talking clown. Yeah. You remember...
Hey, kids, welcome to Krusty Burger.
Jack in the Box. That was the talking
clown. Oh, yeah.
That was kind of creepy, dude. We had one downriver when I grew up, and it was there. It was the round head with the pointy little thing. Yeah, it was like right out of today's horror films.
I remember in Roseville, Michigan, I loved going to Jack in the Box.
Yeah.
It was great.
Jack in the Box.
Mm-hmm.
I think you still get them out west, but we don't have them around here anymore.
So. I wonder if he experienced shrinkage.
Maybe.
During the cold weather.
Doesn't all fast food experience shrinkage? Big Macs are not as big as they used to be.
That's right. Because
Sausage McMuffin is no longer as big as it used to be.
And those Johnsonville brats. Small.
They're shrinking up like my dollar.
Among other things.
Among other things. All right, let's move on while we still have time. Was it last week or the week before, the French foreign minister talked about climate chaos. We're still on that climate chaos bandwagon. Meanwhile, here in the United States, the Atlantic hurricane season begins Sunday. Will the record streak without a major hurricane hitting landfall in the U.S. end or continue? And let me see, some very lucky years. I can tell you the number. We have not had a landfall category 3 or higher since October of 2005. So where's the climate chaos? We're getting less hurricanes. I probably just jinxed all those people down in Florida. Sorry. But climate change, climate chaos.
Maybe everybody that blamed Bush for climate change and the hurricane should now be thanking him.
They should.
He took the hurricanes away.
I had another. There was an article I wanted to get to a few weeks back, too. It was 87% of the glaciers in the Himalayas are all stable as well. And then they talk about the western end, or is it the eastern end of Antarctica, that it's melting faster. But the other end, ice is growing at a rapid rate. And they don't talk about the volcanic activity underneath that part that's allegedly melting. So, you know, this whole global climate nonsense, it's just...
So on one end of Antarctica, you got the penguins laying in the sun, loving life. And on the other end of Antarctica, they're freezing their little you-know-whats off.
Well, they got the... It's like sushi, dude.
And they're experiencing shrinkage.
No, it's like sushimi. It's cold on the middle and warm on the outside. Isn't that what it is? Linda can tell us. She's the Japanese food queen of whatever she gets down there. Speaking of which, maybe next Saturday, sushi?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Las Vegas roll or that crunchy whatever roll? Yes. I'm waiting for her to poke her head around the corner and give me the thumbs up.
As long as it's free, I'm eating it.
All right, last thing before the music rolls. I wanted to talk about this, and I wanted to wait until you got back. Islam sentencing the Christian mom to death, even though she's pregnant. Got to love that religion of peace, you think?
Oh, which country is this? Because this is like
Sudan.
Everywhere. Okay, Sudan. That's right. Well, you heard about the wife that was beaten to death with bricks by her own family in Pakistan, an honor killing.
Yeah. And the lady in New York who got beaten to death by her husband because she cooked lentils instead of goat meat.
Wow.
Right here in New York.
Jeez.
Right?
You know, and on kind of a somewhat related subject, not Islam, but in India, these were Hindus, the two teenage girls that they lived in this remote village. They had, in the middle of the night, went to go to the bathroom in the fields. And they were attacked by a higher caste class level of guys. They were beaten, raped, and then hanged from a tree out in the field.
Hanged until they were dead?
Yes. Yeah, they're dead.
You got to love religion and whatnot, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, so.
Are Christians the only ones making sense?
Yeah, there's, compared to the rest of the world, I don't think there's any war on women here.
Yeah, absolutely not. Okay, until next week, go to thedailydrift.com. Stay abreast of the news and be prepared for the 2024 election. See you next week.